In this week's Senate Tracker, we're taking a look at Alaska's Senate race. It pits incumbent Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski against two challengers, a Democrat and an Independent. Liz Ruskin is Washington correspondent with Alaska Public Radio. And Liz, first, let's go back in time a bit. Senator Murkowski has been in office since 2002, but her career has had some interesting twists and turns. So remind us what happened in her last Senate race in 2010.
In 2010, Murkowski lost her primary election to a Tea Party candidate named Joe Miller. And that was a bit of a surprise since she was our incumbent senator. And he came at her from the right and beat her in the primary.
Beat her in the primary, but then she went on to win the general election as a write-in candidate.
As a write-in. And it's a little hard to write in when your name is Murkowski. It's not as easy as Jones. She printed up these rubber armbands with her name on it so that voters would know how to spell it. And I believe she was the second senator to ever win a general by a write-in.
Oh, yes. So that was 2010. Here we are 6 years later, and Senator Murkowski is running for re-election again. But this time around, she won her primary with 72% of the vote. So a ringing endorsement from Alaska Republicans. So what's different for her this year?
Well, this year she was prepared for a primary challenge. She was prepared for a challenge on the right. She started raising money very early. I believe she has about $6 or $7 million now. And she had no name brand challengers on the Republican side.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of one of the ads that Senator Murkowski is running.
From the oil patch to the job site, Alaska's energy means Alaskan jobs. That's why I'm taking on the Obama administration and the EPA, fighting back against federal overreach to expand energy production, create more Alaskan jobs, and increase America's energy security.
So in that clip, Senator Murkowski obviously setting herself up in opposition to the Obama administration, not an uncommon thing amongst Republicans in this election cycle. But Liz, I understand that in some cases, the senator has actually been known to reach out and work with Democrats. So how has that gone over with Alaska voters?
That sort of thing plays well, that she works with Democrats to actually pass legislation. What doesn't play well is abortion. She's generally pro-choice. She tries to stand in a middle ground on abortion, and she's disappointed both sides in the abortion debate quite a few times.
Hmm. Well, let's take a look at some of her rivals in the general election here. On the Democratic side, Ray Metcalf. Now, he's been in a lot of past races in Alaska and has actually run as a Republican at other times. Does he have any chance this time around?
He doesn't have a lot of clear support, and his primary was he didn't raise enough money to require him to file with the FEC, so he's running a non-monetary campaign so far. Maybe it'll be different in the general.
A non-monetary campaign. That's a very good way of putting it. There is an independent in this race as well, Margaret Stock. We've got one of her online ads here, a little bit of it. And in the ad, there are two sets of people who are playing a game of tug of war, of course, meant to represent partisanship in Congress. And then Margaret Stock uses a chainsaw to cut right through the rope. Here's the ad.
We need an independent from the last frontier to cut through the partisan gridlock. Congress is broken. Let's fix it and get this country moving again.
Love the sound of the chainsaw.
Oh, you got to have the chainsaw. Also, she really was operating that chainsaw. I checked. I did a hand matchup.
Very Alaska.
Right. It would just not do to fake anything regarding a chainsaw.
No. Now, how much does this message appeal to voters in the state?
Well, she's pro-choice, and that's a big deal for some Alaskans. She also is anti-Trump. She's denounced Lisa Murkowski for not coming out against Trump. And the other thing she really has going for her is that she's a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves. Alaska is a big military state, and it has the highest number of veterans per capita. So I think that does play well with some Republicans who are unhappy with Lisa Murkowski.
Mm-hmm. Well, Liz Ruskin is Washington correspondent with Alaska Public Radio, bringing us up to speed with the latest on the Senate race. Liz, thanks so much.
Thank you.